We are to build ourselves up doctrinally. My friends, this is a call for personal edification so that you can grow strong spiritually, so that you can become mature, to get serious about strengthening our ability to discern and fortify our defenses against deception.
Hello, welcome to the Fortified Podcast. My name is Corey Pyatt, and I'm here with my pastor and my friend, Dr. David Harrell. Thank you for being here, brother.
Glad to be here.
Man, I wonder if we could start out by just learning a little bit about you. What's your testimony, your background in ministry, your family, all that stuff?
Well, by God's grace, I was raised in a Christian family. I came to know Christ as a little boy, about 9 years old. And over the years, God was blessing me in unique ways by introducing me to lots of great Bible teachers and pastors and musicians that would come in and out of our church and our house. And actually, originally, I was groomed to be a concert pianist.
Wow.
And so I was working hard with that, and I got pretty close to being ready to do my my final recital. And I had a finger that got broken, a little finger, and it completely destroyed any hopes of ever doing that. And so God moved me in a different direction, and I was able to marry my precious high school sweetheart when I was 21, dear Nancy. We've been married a little over 50 years now.
Praise God.
And he's given us three children, and over the years of training and so forth, finally the Lord led me into biblical counseling and doing seminars, and then finally into pastoral ministry. And so I've been at Calvary Bible Church actually since about 1994. Took a year and a half or so out to go help start the Master's in Biblical Counseling program at the Master's University. But then I came back to Calvary Bible Church, and I've been there ever since.
And that's how many years now that you've been at Calvary?
Well, I guess total would be close to 30 years.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, and tell us more about Shepherd's Fire Ministry. When did you start that? What's the heartbeat behind that ministry?
Yeah, I started Shepherd's Fire back almost probably 7 or 8 years ago as kind of a media arm of the ministry, but also as a way of really proclaiming the unsearchable riches of Christ through books, through media, but also with a special emphasis in fortifying pastors and church leaders and frankly, all believers who are part of the church. And so it's been a wonderful way of ministering to those particular people groups throughout the world.
Sure.
And I've been able to teach in a number of different places around the world. And you know, I'm old enough now, I'm kind of the older guy that the younger guys are calling up and saying, well, what about this, what about that? And so the Lord just kind of naturally led me into that. And so Shepherd's Fire really has an emphasis in that realm of ministering to and equipping, fortifying pastors and church leaders primarily.
Sure, sure. So I'm so excited about this opportunity. I've wanted to do this in just over coffee for a long time, sit down and get to ask you some questions, and I'm excited to do it through this medium. Would you tell us just a little bit about what we're aiming to do with the Fortified Podcast?
Sure. The goal of the podcast is basically to address key issues that I have dealt with as a pastor and many other pastors deal with regarding things not only pertaining to culture, but certainly doctrinal issues and how they all weave together. And so what we're going to be doing is looking at various topics that are especially important and many times very misunderstood.
Okay.
So that people can get a better understanding of what the Word of God says regarding things that lots of times people wonder in their mind, but maybe are afraid to ask.
Okay.
And so it will be things like that that we will be dealing with.
Well, brother, I'm thankful for your ministry and for your example, and I look forward to getting into the Word together here. And we'd like to invite you all to join us as we consider together the unsearchable riches of Christ and are fortified by the truth of His Word.